of the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network. Jeffrey Mosier sitting in for Chris Holman on the road. Well, recording remotely as we all are tended to do so these days. This time around, reaching out to the Lansing area and Dr. Phil Knight, Executive Director of the Food Bank Council of Michigan, based out of Lansing. And we're going to be talking about Michigan Harvest Gathering. Dr. Phil, welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat.
Hey, I missed you, Jeff and Chris and, you know, the whole team for the Michigan Business Network. What a great service you are to all of the community, but particular to our businesses. So thank you for continuing on, and great to be back with you.
Excellent. Well, before we get into today's topic, can you share on a baseline level how 2020 has been for the Food Bank Council of Michigan?
Well, Jeff, it's been a very difficult year, very challenging, as you can imagine. We represent 7 Feeding America food banks that serve all of Michigan's 83 counties. One of those would be your local food bank, Greater Lansing Food Bank, led by Michelle Lamp there. And so before COVID, we were distributing on average 2.6 million pounds of emergency food every week. Since COVID, our average has climbed to about 4.8 million pounds of emergency food every week. So the need, because of the virus and, you know, everything that's going along with it, the shutdown, the stay-at-home orders, all very difficult for people who've never experienced food insecurity before in their life, the really employees of small businesses as well as people in the service industry have been extremely hard hit. And so we've tried to come alongside of them throughout this 7-8 months so far of the pandemic.
Perfect. All right. So at this point, a physical food or fund drive seems kind of out of the bounds of what we can accomplish. So I understand that the Food Bank Council of Michigan is shifting to a virtual drive. And can you share what they'll be going on and actually is already underway?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, actually. So feedmichigan.org. It's the website for all of us to come alongside of our hungry neighbors, whether they be kids or seniors or working families that's got a little bit more month than they do money. We can all come alongside of them by going to feedmichigan.org, and you can make a donation, and that gets distributed to the 7 Feeding America Food Bank. Or, Jeff, you can shop. How's that? You can go online at feedmichigan.org and actually shop for the items that our food banks across the state need most. And by the way, you're going to get our pricing, and we're pretty good shoppers too. So your dollar, your donation is going to go a lot further than if you just did a traditional food drive and bought things from the grocery store and brought them. This is a pretty neat experience. I hope you'll enjoy it. That's feedmichigan.org to come alongside of the Food Bank Council and all of our hungry neighbors.
Excellent. And you cited some of the challenges from this year with COVID, and you're welcome to dive a little deeper. One that I am aware of in Michigan, 16% of households are struggling to put food on the table. Drill down on that story so that the business community truly understands what we're up against.
Yeah, so I would say, Jeff, that the people came to the food bank in 4 waves. The first wave were the students who, when schools were closed, particularly those students that are used to getting free and reduced breakfast and lunch at school. So them and their families. The second wave was senior citizens who are still trying to make the determination, is it safe for me to go to the grocery store? So how do we get food to them to their doorstep in a way that really met their needs? The third wave was the people that I mentioned previously, employees of small businesses, and then also the service industry, gig workers, were all very hard hit. And they were the unexpected. They never expected to need emergency food. But man, you ought to see their face when they drive up and we put the food and the quality of the food that we put into their cars for them. they're just so appreciative and so amazed. And now it's the fourth group, and that's the indefinite. And it's the people who, some of the economy is reopening, but some not. Maybe bars and restaurants are open at 56% capacity, but not everyone is back to work. Not everyone is getting the shifts that they were getting prior to COVID. So we're continuing to come along those who will straggle, if you will, as the economy continues to reengage.
And from what I understand, the Michigan Harvest Gathering is now into a milestone 30th year. I really want to just open up the mic to you to express who has been instrumental to the project and the scope of what it's done and accomplished over those three decades.
You know, Jeff, that's a great question, because it was Bill and Cynthia Schuette that started this work with the Michigan Harvest Gathering, a statewide food and funds drive 30 years ago. 30 years. Can you imagine coming up with an idea that you think would turn into a 30-year project where it raised millions of dollars and also millions of pounds of food every year? And as bad as things were that caused Bill and Cynthia sitting around their kitchen table 30 years ago to think about their hungry neighbors, things this winter will be worse. The food banks receive about 60, they receive about a third of their food that they distribute from the United States Department of Agriculture. And two of their primary programs are ending at the close of this calendar year. So we're going to continue to have heightened need and lower resources, which means the food that people need, the food banks will have to purchase. And that's how important the Michigan Harvest Gathering is for 2020.
Perfect. Well, Dr. Phil, we really appreciate the time you've been able to spend with us today on the Michigan Business Beat.
Well, it's my pleasure, Chris. My pleasure, Jeff, and you and Chris, you guys are amazing, and again, I thank you for standing in the gap for all businesses, but particularly for small businesses, and thanks for coming alongside of us as well.
We appreciate that. And once again, you've been listening to Dr. Philip Knight, Executive Director of the Food Bank Council of Michigan, based out of Lansing, Michigan, but serving the entire state. And they've got underway right now the Michigan Harvest Gathering. I'm going to open it up with you one more time. How long do people have to participate in this, and what's that contact information?
You can find us at beatmichigan.org. This is going to run right up until the 1st of December, and it's a pretty exciting time, so you can go and make a donation. You can also shop, and we appreciate your help, because our hungry neighbors, they are worthy of us investing in them.
Perfect. Once again, Dr. Phil Knight, Food Bank Council of Michigan. We'll be back with more on the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network.